Resist the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Gracious Father in heaven, we rejoice that your name is majestic and above all other names. We thank you for this holy Sabbath day and the privilege of humbly coming before you. Divine presence. Thank you for your promises that you will never leave us or abandon us, and that your Spirit lives inside of us to give us wisdom and discernment. Our lives and our health are in your hands, and our trust and faith are in you. We ask for wisdom in all that we say and do. We pray that we'd be instruments of your peace, love, and grace. Fill us with compassion and concern for others, especially those who are vulnerable. Father, we pray for the health and safety of family, friends, healthcare workers, police officers, and all essential workers. Give them protection and restore energy. We lift up the sick, the grieving, the depressed, the homeless, and the isolated. May your servants rise up and be a light of hope and kindness to all those you place in our lives. Lord, we continue to pray for our nation as it struggles with serious issues of racism and hurt. We pray for our leadership and ask that during these challenging times that they would be focused on seeking and serving you. Strengthen and direct the work of President Trump, Vice President Pence, Governor Cuomo, as well as our local officials as they search for answers. May they find them in you. Father, we ask that you would be with Barb and Bill as they tend to Bill's mom in hospice. We pray for your healing touch to be upon Kelly Ogden as she rests in a hospital. Thank you, Lord, for Karen's continued recovery. And we pray that you would be with Pastor Jim as he continues to struggle with these stomach issues. May your peace be with him. And Father, as we leave here this morning, we pray that we do so confident in your power and grace. We lift up all these things before you in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Books that I'm reading is called Bread for the Journey, and what an apt depiction we have here of, you know, weekly God gives us, of course, our daily bread, but this here is special as we come, as he renews his covenant with us each week. He gives us strength and bread for the journey that we are on. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully, through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our God and our Father, we thank you for the blood that's been poured out for us. Bless this wine as renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Oh,
this is the cup of blessing given to make glad the heart of men. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and you have refreshed us here at this, your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.